With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This week's episode of the Guitar Nerds Podcast is sponsored by Tone Tech Luthier Supplies, your absolute online solution to all guitar parts and upgrades, and their new Tone Up range of high-quality guitar hardware from Sever Innovations, and introducing their fantastic new line of stainless steel replacement guitar saddles featuring innovative appointments to improve tone, increase sustain, string response, attack, and dynamics. The Tone Up replacement saddle springs, intonation screws, and saddle height adjustment screws are precision crafted from high quality stainless steel. For more information and to purchase your own new set of Tone Up saddles, or indeed any guitar upgrades or spares that you can think of, visit tonetech.co.uk or follow links in the description of this podcast. This week's episode of the Guitar Nerds Podcast is sponsored by Celestion and their brand new Ruby Alnico guitar speaker. Purpose-built to create rich, beautiful, vintage tones, the Ruby oozes a richly musical warmth with mellow highs and a smooth, sophisticated mid-range that always seems to sound just right. The classic Alnico speaker shape and lush, deep red colour ensures Ruby really looks the part in your cab and guarantees that no one could possibly mistake this remarkable new guitar speaker's family history. Check out Celestion's new Ruby at retailers including Lean Business in the UK, Tube Amp Doctor in Germany, Algam in France, Eco Music in Italy, Ibelaud in Spain, plus Gear for Music, Toman, and The Back Shop. And in the USA, you can buy through retailers like Sweetwater, Musicians Friends, AMS, Parts Express, Loudspeakers Plus, and of course Amazon. And for more details, check out Celestion.com. Hello and welcome to the Guitar Nerds Podcast, the world's number one guitar podcast. I am your host, Joe Branton, joined this week by a complete full house of nerds host. I've got Matt Knight.
Oh, God, I'm first.
I've got Jay Cross.
Oh, no, I'm second.
And I've got Mark Packham.
I'm third.
That's right, all of us back in the room. And Mark Packham, you actually hosted last week and
I
everything.
Did. Yeah, I didn't really want to, but you messaged to say that you were dying in a hole of your own hangover.
Yes,
and you
hangover.
He automatically agreed. Yes. So I took the reins for once. People remembered what it was like in the good times. And
Was it only last week? Just you, me and Mikey?
Yeah, but I think we do it on a Sunday or something.
So well, I was there.
Oh, Matt was there as well.
Matt was there as well. Wow. Jay, cross.
I don't really remember.
Because we did it after the guitar show. Is that right?
You did, yes. Right. There was the...
Was it really that...
UK guitar show?
Yeah, it feels like a long time ago,
doesn't it? It does. It feels like a long, long time ago. I can't still remember.
And I didn't even get to go to the UK guitar show and check out the Mariposa. The music man.
Mariposa. Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Yes. It's Spanish for moth.
Okay.
But also... something like Portuguese for butterfly.
For moth. No, it's the other way around. Spanish for butterfly, Portuguese
for moth.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
How about that?
Interesting word.
Very cool.
It was cool guitar. It's nice. I think you'll like it when you see it.
Yes.
I mean, you're sort of you have to, really.
I'm very excited.
That contractually
was,
obliged.
Yeah, yeah. That was the most important thing for me, easily, this year, and my one chance to sort of see it first.
Joe, sometimes it's just important to say no to that last beer. That's all it comes down to. That you just right. Sometimes you just got to say no.
Right, thanks. Thank you. I will bear that in mind. But of course,
it's good job you only work for us now, isn't it? Because like, if you actually work for a company and like they heard this every week, you're getting hammered by us, basically saying how much of a boozer you are.
Oh yeah, I've been taking it easy actually, not drinking in the week.
He says drinking in the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Like literally right now.
Oh yeah.
Just then, as you said, I'm not drinking
Monday.
In the week. You then paused to take a drink.
Well. There you go. Anyway, this is coming out in October. It's a whole new month. So that September, which was Guitar Month, has finished. And for the month of October, Nerds...
What? Guitar Month?
September was Guitar Month. If you listened to the Friday special, which is the supplementary podcast to this podcast,
okay,
you'd know that, September was Guitar Month. You know, you've got a month for everything, haven't you?
Well, who decided it was Guitar Month? We weren't consulted.
No, it's always been Guitar Month. That's why every September we do we do guitar podcast specials every September. For the last 6 years, we've done that.
That's not true.
That's not true. I didn't know it was Guitar Month either.
I think it was our corporate overlords decided perhaps.
Yeah,
it was
exactly. Yeah, I heard it from a corporation. I didn't actually know.
60 Cycle Hum.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That. They're definitely my
they
boss.
They do own us. That's true. Anyway. So it's October now, and for the month of October, Guitar Nerds are announcing a
space month
of giveaway. Yeah, space month. Space is month. It space month? Is that what October is?
Wait, did you say space or space? Base? I said base.
Oh, you said base.
But you said space.
I thought like NASA had sponsored
space
a month.
Space is better. Space is
better. It's actually space-based month. It's Bootsy Collins all month.
I'm very into that. Anyway, we're going to be giving away some cool accessories every week on the Guitar Nerds podcast, and we are starting this week... we're starting with Eargasm earplugs. What a name.
That's rude.
Yeah, well, anyway, we are starting with Eargasm earplugs. Now, this one actually, unlike the rest of them, which will be for everyone, this one is just for US listeners. So all you've got to do is head over to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/guitar nerds forum. Join us there if you're not already a member and comment on the pinned post for this podcast episode, maybe with a nice little picture of your favorite guitar or something funny that's gonna make us aware that, you know, you're not just commenting on this, you've actually heard this and you want to win a set of Eargasm earplugs, and of course that you're in the United States of America. And we're gonna pick 5 winners and we're gonna announce them in 2 weeks time on our podcast episode airing on the 16th.
Don't we only have like 5 listeners in the US?
Yeah.
So they're probably all good. They'll win.
Actually, they're probably, all of you are going to win, US listeners.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Legally, you cannot say that.
What?
Just pointing out,
yeah.
You're not guaranteed to win. There are 5
there
winners.
There are only 5 winners. We'll pick a random 5 winners.
It's the 3 of them from the Gear Slum and the 2 of them
from
60 Cycle Hut. I'm pretty sure that's it in the US.
None of those people are allowed to win.
Are they not?
No one.
No, legally they are.
Okay, good.
But we won't pick them.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
it's going to be so much trouble.
In addition to Eargasm doing a giveaway with us, they're also giving all Guitar Nerds listeners a 10% discount on all products on the Eargasm website. Just head over to eargasmearplugs.com and use the code TGN10 at the checkout. Now, in the following weeks, we've actually got loads more cool stuff. We've got special Guitar Nerds themed straps from Couch Guitar Straps.
I've written Coach
Guitar Straps on my little script.
In case you couldn't guess, listener, Joe's reading a script right now.
Yeah, fine. We've got custom-made Guitar Nerds plectrums from Gravity Picks. And Mark Packham, do you want to finish the script?
And a custom-made very fancy capo from G7th Capos.
So watch this space, join the Facebook group, and enjoy a month of free stuff on us.
My favorite bit about the whole of that script was, like, before you came back, I put a question mark at the end of one of the sentences because I thought you might do the wrong burgundy. but you skipped over it. So disappointed.
Yeah. There you go.
So disappointed.
That would have been really good.
Now, before we crack on with some actual guitar conversation, Mark, you wanted to talk a bit about our Patreon.
I did, and I'm sort sort of shilling a bit as well, and I feel like because I've been off.
It's all right. We've just announced that we're giving people stuff. We can shill a bit.
It's
now.
Fine. Well, okay. So, few things that have kind of inspired what I'm about to say. Firstly, I've been listening to there's a particular wrestling podcast that I listen to. They do Patreon.
Wrestle Nerds.
It's not Wrestle Nerds.
Oh, okay.
And they have
Wrestle
got,
Cycle Hum.
They've got a really dedicated Patreon fan base, and they talk a lot about Patreon and like why it's good. And it's kind of got me thinking about like why Patreon's been good for guitar nerds. And another thing happened this week that kind of got me on the same track, in that I watched a YouTube video this week, and I'm not going to say what it is. It's probably not the one you're thinking. You probably haven't seen it.
It's too exclusive for you.
Yeah, no, it's about some guitar stuff. And there were some things in it that just made me think this video only exists to have a clickbaity title. Like, nothing in this video means anything. Hmm. It's all just made up.
You're just
basically
describing YouTube right
well,
now.
Well, and again, this is going back to what I want to say, is that like people subscribing to Patreon for us means that we don't have to do stuff like, you know, a YouTube video, which is just something that we've made up, like parading as a news story, because we're not desperate for like clickbait stuff. People listen to the Guitar Nerds podcast because they sort of like what we do and want to listen to this every week. And some people are kind enough to give back to that. And yeah, that's really what I wanted to say. And it's kind of an ad for the Patreon. Like, if you like this, you know, we've got tiers starting at $1 a month. And if you've been listening to this for, what, the 4 years that we've been doing as Guitar Nerds, and if you listened to it previously, and if you haven't contributed to Patreon, you know, I'm not trying to shame you into it. But you've had a lot of free entertainment, and it means that we don't have to do stuff which I feel is morally morally grey.
Yeah, I do morally grey stuff all the time in my private life.
But you do
it
in the free time, yeah.
No, I just meant in my private life, and it's not good.
And it means that we can, you know, deliver. We do this podcast every week, and we're not relying on, you know, scandal and drama and stuff like that in the guitar community. Because I just think it makes everything a bit worse. You know, that kind of thing. I just think there was a couple things in this particular video that just made me think the only point of this video is to make this community worse.
Yeah.
You're trying to whip up drama and tension. And again, it's probably not the video that you think that I might have seen.
Sure, sure.
It just really made me want to double down.
A serious plea here from Mark Patrick.
Yeah, it is actually. For once, I'm being serious.
No, it's good.
If you fancy donating, like, go to the Patreon. Give us a dollar, and it means that we can, if enough of you do that, it means that we never have to get involved in that sort of nonsense.
There's actually some great stuff happening this month on the dollar tier.
Totally. So,
on to
the next point. Well,
on to the next point, which is top 10 ways that playing guitar will make you better in bed.
Opening up at the $1 tier. No, so on to another thing that we've been working on for a while, and some of you have had a kind of accidental preview of this while we've been testing it.
Oops.
We want to do a weekly or bi-weekly, or fortnightly, I should say, live show, and the way that we think we're going to do it is through Discord, which is a kind of chat platform that you can stream audio and stuff. Because the reason we want to do it is because we want to do it like a call-in show, like a phone-in show, so it's not just us talking. We want people to be in the chat, raise their hand and say, I've got a great question, can I be on the show?
Don't physically raise your hand because we can't see you. It'll be audio.
Type in the chat, I've got a question, my question is roughly this, can I come on and say it? Mm-hmm. And then we'll be able to, in Discord, drag you into a position where you can talk, and then you'll be able to join in the show, essentially.
So we did something like this once before when we were working with Amplify.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we had hoped we would be able to do, is kind of bring people in and make it more of an interactive experience as opposed to just listening to us without any edits, which also will kind of be what it is. But what we do really want to do is try and make it more of an interactive, more of a community thing. And like, we tested it last week, the three of us.
Yeah.
Matt wasn't invited. So we tested it, the three of us, and it was all right, actually.
Yeah, it was good. It's starting to work. And so basically what we're going to do is we're going to open it up to anyone who's $1 and above Patreon tier. We're not sure exactly what day we're going to do it yet, because we need to figure out like what would be best. I think we'll probably ask the Facebook group like time-wise to so that everyone can be involved, you know, US, well, UK, or as many people as possible.
That's a big problem, though, is obviously being in the UK, we are 8 hours ahead of people in California, 5 hours ahead of people on, you know, the East Coast.
But then, you know, if there's enough interest, we'll do it on a weekend. You know, and we could do a weekend evening, and that means that people can be involved in the day. So that's the plan, really. But it is going to be Patreon only. The reason for that is that it's, you know, it's going to take up quite a lot of time to actually make this all work. So it is going to be
riffraff coming
exactly.
in.
Exactly. We kind of want it on the paid side of things. And we're not sure what we're going to do with the recording of it yet. That might go out on the free podcast feed.
The recording will go out for free, and it will go out in replacement of the Friday specials.
Let's not say that. But probably it will go out into the free feed. And then it basically means if you want to get involved, all you need to do is sign up to Patreon at the $1 tier minimum, and you can be involved. And like I said, it might be weekly, it might be every other week.
Oh, it will be weekly.
Well, we'll see.
Weekly?
We're not sure about this yet.
It's not replacing the Friday specials.
We're just throwing it out there. Okay. We're just throwing it out there.
I'm not doing two podcasts a week.
Oh, okay.
But, I've got important stuff to do.
No, it's true.
We've got live show.
Just started watching Mindhunter Season 2.
Oh, it's very good.
Really good.
So anyway, what I wanted to say is there's good stuff coming up on Patreon. If you've listened to the podcast for a while and you haven't donated already, maybe now's the time to think about doing it. It means that we don't have to do clickbaity bullshit like loads of other people on the internet.
I don't have to beep that.
And no, don't beep it. It's fine. I'm actually angry.
Okay, I'll keep it.
So patreon.com/...
Don't angry me.
patreon.com/guitar nerds.
Fantastic. Right, let's talk about some guitar stuff because we're nearly a quarter of an hour in. This week...
I feel like Mum and Dad have been
arguing.
Yeah,
I know. This week...
Honestly, I'm not going to go back into it, but this video made me so angry that I was like...
Is it the one that I sent you?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it just made me think, we don't have to do that. And I'm so happy we don't have to do it. Right. And we've built what is kind of a sustainable thing. You're doing this full time. And we're not making the community worse. That is my key thing, is let's not make stuff worse. Let's make stuff better, and Patreon helps us to do that.
This is why everyone together.
I stay away from all of that sort of stuff, because I didn't know the person who'd made this video.
Me neither. And then you sent it to me, and it was just...
Talk about some guitars.
Yeah, okay. I hated it. Patreon.com/guitars.
And also, if you want to be part of some sort of big secret Guitar Nerds ad thing, there's a link to join that on our Facebook group at the moment, pinned at the top.
Yeah.
Sign up. It's going to be loads of fun. It's going to be lots of fun.
I mean, we don't even know.
We don't really know anything about it.
No, exactly. I've just sort of let... Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so this week I received a new bass. Now, the most important thing about this episode, I think, is that Matt Knight has just got back from Guitar
Summit. Yeah. I don't care about you.
And there's going to be a ton of cool stuff that he's going to talk about. But first, I know we don't care about me, But Fidelity
Guitars...
let's
talk about me.
No, I'm just going to talk about this one thing. I put a load of stuff in my list of stuff I want to talk about, but I'll talk about it next week. Matt's got more important stuff. But Fidelity Guitars sent me through their short-scale Thundermaker bass this week. And, oh my goodness, it's absolutely fantastic. So he's made this particular one in like a gloss through... very, very, very dark green. So you think it's black until you sort of see it in the light, and it's just got a little bit of green shining through. The short scale version of the Thundermaker bass, for me, suits it so much more than his initial 34-inch scale. It was just a bit headstock heavy, a bit of an uncomfortable shape to have the sort of the longer scale for me. Now, listen, if you're not familiar with the Thundermaker bass shape, it's the same as the double standard Fidelity shape, which is kind of Dan Electro Shorthorn-esque in sort of the sort of makeup of it. The Thundermaker bass has a slightly larger body than the double standard, but it's all, you know, it's everything we want. It's relic, it's German carve, it's a flame baked maple neck and headstock with a Wenge fretboard, which is
everything
absolutely
we want.
Absolutely lovely. Well, I really like that fretboard. It's fine. You could also have it with just the baked maple board if you want. But I thought it was a great setup. And he switched up the pickups because originally he had these pickups designed, I think, between him and Monty's pickups. Monty's mm-hmm. pickups are fantastic, which were kind of copies of the pickups that Matt Oram, the guy who owns Fidelity Guitars, had in his Rickenbacker 4001. So they were very much that sound. I haven't looked up what the pickups are in this new the sort of test model that's been being sent around, but they're more D'Armondy style sort of looking pickups, and it's an absolutely stonking instrument. I think they start at like $17.99 or something like that on the website for a custom built, for a completely sort of ground up custom built bass. If you like that sort of thing, so they are very much that. I know it's a bolt-on, but they're very much that like Gibson SG bass or that more regal, short-scale bass. It's very, very 60s and sort of there. You know, it's not very Fendery looking. If you're into that sort of cool, old, quirky 60s style short-scale basses, blimey, what, you know, for £1,700, and I really don't think you can go wrong. I'm thoroughly, thoroughly into this instrument.
Yeah, it looks very nice. It's kind of got a sort of Les Paul special vibe to it, double cut special vibe. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, Fidelity, we know their stuff's just good.
I talk about them a lot, but they are really, really good. I do think they're fantastic.
I'm all about that single pickup. What's the guitar called?
The Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa.
He's introduced that single pickup Stella Rosa where he's gone for the middle. It's the middle pickup. The Stella Rosa, listener, was originally a three pickup thing with those big Monty's P90s in them. And yeah, this is just the middle one, which is very unusual, but very, very cool indeed. Should I tell you what I was checking out recently, actually? What were those Les Paul basses made in like the 70s with a ton of controls on them and weird black pickups? What were they called?
Oh, the... Les Paul.
It's not studio, but it's something like recording.
Recording.
That's it. Les Paul recording. I really want one. You can't get any in the UK. Like US listeners, you're very lucky. Well, they seem to be all over the shop.
The recording Les Paul, because that was a guitar as well,
right?
And that was apparently what he played. Right. That was his like favorite of the Les Paul models was the recording,
which is why they've got the XLR pass through on them.
What's an XLR pass through?
Well, in fact, I'm not sure if the actual production model did have that, but his one had an XLR pass through. So it had on the top kind of shoulder of the guitar, it had an XLR that you could plug an XLR socket that you could plug a gooseneck XLR microphone into,
right?
And then it had an XLR out next to the jack socket, right, where you plug another XLR out and that went to the PA, and it was so that Les Paul could play guitar but not have a mic stand. And he had his guitar coming out in a little gooseneck. Let me see if I can find a picture.
What?
That is awful. Who's that bass player who always wears a Britney mic, who always wears only white?
You're thinking of,
yeah, come on,
what was his name?
Sting.
I want to say something Graham, but
yes,
it's not.
Yeah, that's
Wait.
It.
I've got the name in my head, I'm going to Google it in case it's wrong.
I'm just showing Jay a picture.
Larry Graham.
Larry Graham.
I'm showing Jay a picture right now of Les Paul's
from Graham
actual
Central
guitar.
Station.
So okay, no, it wasn't the recording. It was the Les Paul personal.
sorry, it's called the Les Paul personal.
Gibson Les Paul personal. Let me see if I can get some spec. Okay, personal, because it was his personal guitar.
Right.
Gibson manufactured the Les Paul Personal between 1969 and 1973. The Les Paul Personal was the result of Les Paul's improvements on his iconic Gibson designs of the
50s. Sorry. Can you just repeat that word there in the middle?
Improvements on his iconic Gibson designs.
Yeah, I thought you said improvements. I just wanted to make sure.
As a jazz player, Les Paul favoured a clean tone, and his guitar has oblong slanted low impedance pickups with improved fidelity and clarity.
Oh yes, you got the weird arrow shaped pickups in the guitar version, didn't you? I don't think you did in the bass.
Does it say anywhere on here though?
What was the other Gibson? You got another. There was a Gibson Victory bass came with those V shaped pickups.
These aren't the V shaped pickups.
Oh, they're not V shaped.
They're just like a plastic covered single coil. Yeah, the Les Paul Personal basically is the model that has the XLR pass through.
That's like so much wood must have been channeled out of that.
Oh, I guess so.
An XLR. So he just wanted his mic to be hovering above his guitar. Like, that must have weighed a ton.
The XLR microphone jack mounted on the... in addition, this member of the low-impedance Les Paul family had a distinctive feature. The XLR microphone jack mounted on the upper bow. This was Les Paul's idea and is probably why it was named the Personal. Personally, I think it's kind of a strange idea, and the model name Personal is close to cringeworthy. It also makes it extremely difficult to pull up relevant Google searches because not everyone seems to use the expression personally, although I personally do not. I'm trying to find a picture of Les Paul with it to show you guys, and I can put it on the group later. Oh, in fact, there's a guy. Yeah, okay, we'll share it with the group later.
Yeah, but. Yeah, a fantastic kind of ridiculous weird guitar. Anyway,
you don't know where you got to now.
No, I do. I was just picking.
We're gonna talk about Matt.
Yeah, I want to talk about Matt. That's what I was deciding.
Oh,
Matt.
No, that's awful. What is going on there?
I've seen a picture of it now.
All right.
That's so weird.
That looks like the best thing I've ever seen.
I'm so into that.
I'm into that.
I tell you what, there's
the Les Paul Personal is your next purchase.
There's definitely a market out there for people who are upgrading the interface inside the guitar to, like, you know, bring it up to today's recording standards.
Well, this week's episode of the Guitar Nerds podcast is sponsored by Orange Amplifiers and their Tremlord 30 guitar app, a very orange take on a classic cool 1950s amplifier. It's a 30-watt 112 all-valve guitar combo with 2-foot switchable valve-driven tremolo speeds and 2-spring reverb tank. Everything you need to deliver high-quality, vintage-inspired, boutique-esque tones in the near-indestructible chassis of an Orange amplifier. Harking back to tremolos made famous in the 50s, the 12AX7 valve-powered tremolo oozes versatility and depth. With crystal clear clarity and buckets of headroom, the Orange Tremolo 30 is the latest in Orange's run of meticulously designed pin drop perfect amplifiers. Visit orangeamps.com/tremlord for a detailed overview, sound samples, and links to dealers worldwide. Wait, Matt Knight, you are you're back from Guitar Summit, which you have affectionately named in the Guitar Nerds private chat your favourite guitar event.
Yes, basically, I never got to go to Frankfurt Music Messe, but apparently it was a pretty good show, and, you know, it was kind of the European equivalent of NAMM. But I think over the sort of last 10 years, it's decreased in size, and to the point where I think it was only half the size this year as it has been before. So Guitar Summit was a relatively new one to me. I knew that it existed last year. And we sort of decided to go with Boss. And I tell you what, it was absolutely amazing. 450 brands. There was basically an effects level. There was a boutique guitar level. There was a kind of normal brand level. And then there was an amp basement. They had workshops going all day. They had masterclasses in the evening. Don't know how many thousand people there, but it was just a really, really good show. And the best thing was, it was headphones only, unless you went to the amp basement, which was literally the worst thing ever. The amp room, I'm not kidding, was one of the worst experiences of my entire life. I felt sorry for anyone who had to work down there. I tried to have a conversation with the guys from Victory, and he really looked like he wanted to die. It must have been over a... I mean... For podcast listeners that went to the Birmingham Guitar Show, it was 106 decibels. I wouldn't be surprised if it peaked out at more than that.
Wow.
And it didn't let up the whole time we were down there.
They didn't have like a 15-minute break or anything like that every hour.
It was boutique amp brands that are making like high-watt clones, and they were on 10.
Yeah.
and like loads of metal amps and stuff down. I was like, no, I'm not into this at all.
That sounds... Let's talk about the best bits in that case. What were Matt Knight's best bits from Guitar Summit? We should also say you're pretty fresh off of a plane as well, aren't you?
Well, I came back a few hours ago, had a bath, and now I want to go to bed.
Yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't have a bath or a shower today because I had to regrout the shower, and then I didn't think about the fact that you get a 6-hour waiting time. after you do that, so you know, it's
Joe's weekly bath.
Yeah,
just wet wipe all around.
Yeah,
that's the key areas.
Yeah, I just aftershave. Anyway.
Anyway, so the first thing that I really wanted to go and check out, and they were there, and this is a bit of an odd one for me, but it was wicked. The Mayonnaise Cali 4 Mini Bass.
Now, you sent me a picture of this, and I was tripping at the time, because I thought you were I thought you'd become some sort of giant.
These basses are amazing. Like, they're basically built from the scrap of everything else that they have in their factory. So they don't waste anything. So they make these, like, mini basses. And they're, like, you know, got amazing tops. They're, like, seven-piece necks. Amazing, like, neck carve. Which is obviously reflected in the price. They're $17.99, so they're not the cheapest mini bass in the world, and they are tiny. They're about the size of a ukulele. But it has a built-in headphone amp, and I tell you what, it was one of the best bass sounds I've ever had in a pair of headphones. I was like, oh, it was just really good fun. I was like, the problem was the price. I was like, oh, if it was like $8.99, I'd sort of be into that. But yeah, at double that, I was kind of a bit like.
But they do look exactly like their larger counterparts.
Yeah, it's exactly the same bass, just shrunk, basically.
Just really tiny.
It's amazing. I'm looking at it right now on the site, and yeah, very, very.
How are they?
Very odd.
How are they tuned, Matty?
I don't actually know. I think they must be A to A.
Yeah. Okay.
So
that would make sense, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was. You know, the only thing is, you don't. It's obviously you've got really good access all the way up the neck, but the frets become so incredibly tiny.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at that
like
now.
A mandolin.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now. There's like on the top frets, there's basically not like a finger's worth of space to actually fret the note.
I mean, personally, I think all basses should be like that, because once you get past the seventh fret, I mean, what do we really need? You know.
I was doing a band practice the other day because we are doing this Green Day covers set for a charity gig.
You are awful.
I know. And I had to play it like above the seventh fret, and Dan Grace, friend of the podcast, was like, "There's no money above the seventh fret." I was like, that's the best saying. There's no money above the seventh fret.
Well, there. I wouldn't even go past the first fret on this one. It was so tiny. But the nice thing is they're limited. Everyone's different because obviously they're made from the kind of scraps from the rest of the...
That's really cool. I really like that.
It's a cool story. Yeah. I agree with you on the price tag thing, but what a cool story and a cool little thing.
Is this still just a regular out as well?
As well as the Aguila preamp in there as well, so you can get straight into the headphones. And it charges via USB, so you don't have to replace a 9-volt battery.
Oh, of course, just a pickup. Right, okay, yeah.
That's exactly what you want. So many active instruments are moving towards that sort of USB charging. I mean, who wants to have a sort of a potentially leaky 9-volt battery in their
guitar? Instead, you've got a leaky lithium battery.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So, yeah, moving on from that, I met a chap called Dan, and this man currently sells probably the most popular fuzz pedal amongst fuzz pedal collectors, the Dan Drive, basically. And he's got a huge backorder list. I think he's got loads of artists like Ariel Posen, Joey Landreth, JD Simo, who's like a massive Nashville session guy. All of these people use his pedals. And he only sells over Instagram. He was one of the nicest people I've met. And he was like super into just building fuzz circuits and like capacitors and all that. But what's amazing is his pedal boxes are printed cloth that he then sticks to metal cases and then lacquers. So they're all like really unique. But he was showing me a fuzz pedal that he built for someone else at the show where he'd done the same thing to the circuit board. And
Spider-Man one?
Yeah, so he'd got an old Spider-Man comic, had the graphics printed on cloth, lacquered it to the pedal and to the circuit board, and then soldered the components to the circuit board. So the top of the circuit board looked like five or six transistors on a Spider-Man comic.
I'm looking at it right now. That is incredible.
So, listener, if you want to follow Dan Drive on Instagram, it is Dan Drive Pedal. So at Dan Drive Pedal, all one word.
Yeah, and you, I think there's one store in America that has one or two pedals, but he's like, no, I just make them when I can. in my house, and yeah, just email me, and that's it. That's all you can do. And we were talking about his waiting list, and he's just like, yeah, I've just basically got a massive waiting list on pedals, and everyone's kind of different because I get loads of different components all the time. And yeah, and he was a super nice dude, so definitely worth going to check out if you haven't seen him already. But I think everyone on the internet is sort of talking about these fuzz pedals.
Where are they from, Matt?
He is from Bremen in Germany.
Okay, cool.
And he was talking about his guitars yesterday. I think he's got like a 1960 Les Paul that he tests everything with, and like a 63 Strat. So he's definitely testing it on some like proper vintage guitars as well. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, you can literally just follow his Instagram, and if you want one, just send him an email. He'll get back to you at some point, and you'll get it probably in the next 6 months.
Nice. Seems super cool.
Yeah, very cool indeed.
Yeah. And I didn't, because I didn't have loads of time, I kind of saw the people that we sort of usually see at the shows and kind of said hello to a couple of people. So Voren Seiku Guitars, I really hope I pronounced that properly, was the guys that I talked about from Fuzz, mm-hmm. that make the kind of Jazz Masters with the German carve. So he had his new baritone guitar there, and it was absolutely incredible. It was called the Dark Angel. It was a black baritone with a 27 inch scale length, but it had a baseball bat neck on it, like a massive like no caster neck. But what was really interesting is the neck was made of ash and the body was made.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Made of some sort of crazy Finnish wood.
And that's very cool.
Yeah, but he'd also built a dark glass preamp into it. So you had a three-band active EQ that you could switch in and out.
And isn't it the three-band active EQ, he's made it part of the tailpiece, is that right?
Yes, yeah. So it's got like the Jazzmaster-style tailpiece.
And there are rotary controls on that tailpiece.
Yeah, for bass, middle, treble, you can switch in and out.
Right.
On the tailpiece.
He does it with quite a few guitars, like fits preamps to them. So, listener, if you want to check them out, it is obviously a very weird name, but it's VUOREN.SAKU.FI for Finland. But yeah, there are he makes absolutely very, very cool, very retro guitars. We've spoken about them before, and I think we've maybe shared some on the
he did one
in Guitar Nerd's Pink at one point.
Oh yeah, I remember.
He did, which I think is at Coda Music or something, actually. Yeah, I think that one actually came out to the UK. But yeah, that I've actually played that for a bit. So I had a massive neck, super heavy strings on it. And then just being able to tailor like the EQ with the preamp on that.
Very cool.
Amazing.
He did one with a built-in fuzz, didn't he? He built a fuzz factory into the bridge of one of them.
Yeah, and actually it was the the brand that he was sharing the booth with, which is the same one at first, was Grouter Audio.
Ah, of course, which you have one of their pink fuzz pedals.
Yes, he basically had all of his pedals in new rainbow colours, including hot pink, which was absolutely amazing. And I got to try his wah pedal, which was something wah pedals, I've sort of had one for ages, and that's the one that I sort of use occasionally. And I was like, oh, you know, I'll give it a go. And it was absolutely amazing. Now, like, so different to, like, any other wah pedal I tried. It was like, synthy. It was, like, almost like a proper, like, growly filter sweep.
That's cool.
That if you peaked the EQ, kind of distorted as well.
Did he go for a different look with the wah pedal? Because the pedals themselves look quite unique. Describe the look of the pedals.
It's kind of like the wah pedals in sort of like a brass sort of color, like an aged brass that you can then you can adjust the frequency, and then it's got a switchable buffer, which I thought was quite good, because you might want your wah in front of a vintage fuzz, and obviously you don't want to have buffers in front of it, so you can actually switch them in and out, which I thought was quite good. And then all of his other pedals are like custom screen printed by him, and he does everything from like hot pink, orange, black. I think he did fire orange, red, and he also does gold leaf.
And
as well,
they've all got a massive knob or two on them. Pardon? And then they have massive knobs on these pedals. Like it's really odd, off sort of. The knobs are really asymmetrical, and a couple of them.
Nothing wrong
huge.
With that, mate.
So yeah, it was good to see those guys. Obviously, saw them at Fuzz, and you know, tried a couple of the pedals that came out this year, and we had a bit of a chat about gear of the year and stuff, so that was good. And they were sharing it with another brand called Toaster Cables, and these were like ridiculously high-end cables that come in like loads of different custom cloth finishes.
They were as thick as a forearm, some of these cables.
They are ridiculous. But one of the Tolex covers, or cloth covers, is like the Black Lodge from Twin Peaks.
Yes, oh, into wow. it. I want it.
So these were like, they do a microphone cable or just a guitar cable, but they were like ridiculously like chunky
Hench.
Guitar cables. And they were, they just felt amazing. Just like, if you want a really boutique guitar cable for your rig, these
they're
are
very cool.
The
we shared for. We shared a couple of pictures of them on our Instagram account. But yeah, really, really cool looking cables. I didn't spot a price point on the Toaster cables.
I think they're somewhere between seven, depending on what you want, 70 to 90 euros, I think.
Right.
So definitely the top
premium
end of the cable.
Yeah. You could get the Gibson Looper pedal for the Looper cable for that.
Yes.
It wasn't a Looper cable, it was like a recording cable.
Recording cable. Yeah. But the thing is, they had loads of different finishes. And it was all good, but they didn't have any pink. So I've pushed them for some pink cloth cables. And then I became known as the guy who's into pink, because that was the only way they could remember who I was. They were like, oh, yeah, this guy's into pink.
The cables look really good, just looking at them now, actually, on their site.
They had a really good booth. They had loads of cables there. They can make anything from a patch cable to, you know, like a 30-foot guitar lead, all XLR,
what
right
everyone
angles.
Needs.
Yeah. So, definitely worth checking out. They were wicked. And, you can have these awesome cloth finishes. And they do a whole bunch of different ones as well, which was quite cool. So all those three guys were on the same sort of booth, which was nice. So it was sort
very
of hung out with them
cool.
for a bit. Had a glass of wine on the last day. And then after that, what else was there? There was the new... Actually, this hasn't... I guess this hasn't officially been released, but it was there and it was available to try. Victory teased this a couple of weeks ago, but they had their new Victory V35, the copper, which is their AC30.
Oh, really? This is exciting.
Yeah. So it was... I got to have like a little bit of a blast through it. Not much, because I didn't want to go down into the amp room because it was horrific.
Listeners, you're going to struggle to find any information about this online, because there is someone called Susan Cooper who wrote a series of books called Victory, and it seems to be correcting me.
Which is
book
Victory Amps.
Yes, I'm changing that now. I just put victory.
Well, the thing is, I think that the only thing that they've officially posted was a couple of pictures. So there wasn't really a whole lot of detail on it, but I think they were like, yeah, basically your sort of copper top vintage style AC30 with the usual sort of control layout that you have on the other ones, the V40 and the V30. So bass, middle, treble, switchable gain. I think reverb and then like a bass switch as well. So yeah, they were actually, that looked really good, really
That'd
interesting to try that as well. Yeah, and I think that'd probably make quite a good pedal platform as well, I think. So
they're
I don't an, know when the official
They're an amp brand going from strength to strength still, Victory. They seem to have really sort of stood the test of time this year.
Well, I think the great thing is as well, because the original design came from Guthrie Govan talking to Martin Kidd about having an amp that would fit in EasyJet carry-on luggage. So it's the exact dimensions of those little things that you test your carry-on luggage in before you get on a plane. Right. So if you're traveling,
I hope
stuff,
no one just changes that at an airline.
Yeah, just makes it
just
one.
Don't fly Ryanair or something. Yeah.
So yeah, no, I mean, great, reliable. You know, they were just really, really nice amps. And what I really love is they make a matching vertical 2x12 for every amp head. So they've got a matching 2x12 coming out in this amazing like copper Tolex. I've never seen that color before and it looks absolutely wicked.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, especially if you want that kind of AC30 type thing, there isn't a whole, you know, you get a lot of Fender style amps or Marshall style amps, but there isn't a whole lot of stuff out there doing the AC30 thing. So I think this will be really interesting to try when it comes out. I'm guessing it's a Winter NAMM thing, since we're not far away from Winter NAMM now.
Winter NAMM.
Cool, don't say that, Matty.
Oh, Matt, you just...
So where are we? It's,
it
is early this year. So
it is, yes.
We're just coming into October.
Which means
so
it's
one,
nearly
two,
time for Gear of the Year.
Three and a half months until now. It is
two and a half months till Gear of the Year.
Yes. So we need to start sending out the Gear of the Year application forms.
Yes.
And probably, you know, do a shout out on the podcast. If you're a manufacturer or, you know, you distribute a brand or something and you've released something cool this year, get in touch because we'd like to... hear it, play it, see it, review it for consideration.
What
for Gear
of the Year. What do you think it's going to win?
Flick it.
It's going to win?
Baja Telly, Shell Pink.
I mean, great guitar.
What do you think it's going to win, Jay?
What do I think is going to win? I don't know. I'd have to have a think about it, to be honest with you.
We're doing it slightly different this year. So,
are we?
Yeah. The format has been revised.
Oh,
so
right.
By whom?
By me.
We didn't vote on this.
By me. I reckon we need to do it a bit differently this year. I've got some ideas. Okay, I'll share it with the group.
Well, how is it different?
I'll share it with the group.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be like Total Wipeout.
It's going to be less about... just putting through the top two things in each category for the best Gear of the Year. I think we've done that a few years, and I went back and listened to some of the old GAC Gear of the Years.
Yeah.
And actually, I think we had a slightly better solution for doing it then. Mm. And, you know, with a different twist on it, I think we can make it even better this year.
Oh,
I'm going for the new Soundbrenner Core smartwatch metronome.
Me too. I'm excited about that product.
Pitch Clip Pikachu.
I actually didn't even... So we do have a document for every single new release, and I add it for this. I didn't even put that in.
Why not?
I was like, because there's no point.
What do you mean there's
clearly
no point?
There's no point.
I mean, it's not
pitch clip.
It's not a new product, in fairness. Well, I suppose it is, kind of, but...
Technically a new product, but... Yeah. Anyway, Matt, continuing with your guitar summit. What other cool things did you see?
So I wish I had more time to walk around because there was an amazing just like boutique area.
I can just see that Mark Packham is looking at the Pikachu picklets now.
I hadn't seen them before, so I guess you guys talked about them on a podcast when I was away.
Well, but you were with us when we bumped into...
Yeah, but I hadn't seen a picture of them.
Right,
so,
okay.
Now I have seen a picture.
You missed this, Joe, but we bumped into Matt, who is...
Matt Longbottom.
Yeah.
I spoke to him today.
UK sales manager, I'm not sure, for Korg and Vox. He said he was going to make sure that we got him. I'm holding him to that.
Fantastic. Well, I spoke to him today and he didn't mention it, so hopefully he's forgotten.
Okay, well, Matt, make it so. I would like to catch them all, please.
There was a whole like boutique area which I wish I could have had more time to look at it. You know, there was the usual Jens Ritter guitars, the ones that are filled in that covered in that crazy like curtain material, and they had a really weird like fretless upright sort of bass type thing.
Oh, yeah.
But that also just reminded me that maybe we should make the trip out next year to the Holy Grail Guitar Show.
Definitely.
In Berlin.
Absolutely.
Because that is just the ultimate world of boutique. I mean, there was so much weird stuff there.
Listeners, let's all go on a trip to the Holy Grail.
Don't invite them. Don't invite them.
Come over to Germany, listeners. We'll all go to the Holy Grail.
No. Come like the week after us.
Okay.
So we don't have to hang out.
When the show's not on.
Yeah.
Just miss the show.
Berlin's great. It's very cool. Just go. Yeah, just do that.
But the one brand that stood out, and I didn't get a chance to talk to the guy, but I did check out the guitars, were, I'm guessing this is how you pronounce it, De Geer Guitars. Which is D-E-G-I-E-R.
Yeah, I know those fellas. They make great basses.
Yeah, they also make amazing Gretsch-style guitars. Their kind of ethos on a card was something like, big guitars are better.
big beats are the best, get high all the time.
Basically, it was something like that. And it was like, vintage fit relics look cool. Rockabilly's amazing or something. I don't know what it... It was like 3 points, and they just had all that. They had this amazing 3 TV Jones pickup Gretsch, basically, in like a relict... I guess it was like an ice blue metallic. And it just looked wicked. And I think... Let me have a look, see if I can find the actual model.
So he's called... It's called the Vultura.
Vultura, yeah. So because I think that was like his new model.
It's his version of a Falcon...
So definitely worth checking those out when he's got those. So that was one of the cool guitars that I thought was there. But there was loads of brands there. And it also makes you realise that there's, in the world of boutique, there's people that do the classic body shapes or take on the classic body shapes, or there's people who just go, I'm just going to draw a squiggle on a page and then I'm just going to make a guitar out of it. And there was, honestly, there was some just absolutely bizarre...
Squiggle guitars.
There was one, and I wish I could remember the name, and I forgot to take a photo of it. So a guy's invented, and Joe, you'd love this.
Right.
It's a double-necked bass, right?
Already,
but there's no body. It's only two necks.
Joe's face. He's gone.
Hold on. It's not even that. It's two necks that are joined together, but with a gap, so it's not like a Chapman stick.
Oh, yes.
There's no body, but one, the lower neck, if you are holding it, is like a normal bass, 4-string bass.
Yes.
With frets that go up.
Go on.
The other bass is the neck upside down. So it goes from the white, like the smallest fret to the largest ones. So it's like playing a bass upside down.
So the bridge is at the top. Like
yeah.
Where the nut would
so
be.
One is the bridge where the nut is, and the other one is the bridge where it'd normally be, and then the two necks are just.
How would you play it?
I honestly walked past 3 times, and the guy constantly had it around his neck, and I never saw him play a note on it.
That and I was sounds just like, awesome.
It was. Oh, I wish I could remember the name. I think they're gonna be at the Holy Grail Guitar Show, but it was just. Ridiculous. And I just, you know, when you want to say, like, I'm sure it's amazing, an amazingly well-built instrument, but I'm like, someone should have just said, I think you should stop.
Just because they could.
Just sit down.
Because they could.
Doesn't mean they should.
Speaking of which, all of the original cast in the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited about
I mean,
that.
I
don't know what
Jurassic
that,
World Jurassic 3.
Part. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I totally messed up that quote, but whatever. So, Matt, what you've got me thinking about is this group that I'm in on Facebook called Ugly Guitars. Are you in that?
Oh, no, I had to leave it. It was
Ugly Guitar. In fact, I can see that Mark is in it because he's the first name that pops up.
Hello.
It's great. Like, what I really like about Ugly Guitars is there's so little self-awareness on there.
Right.
Like, someone will post up a guitar and be like, oh my God, look at this really ugly guitar. And a bunch of people jump in and be like, I've got that guitar. It's not ugly. It's like, mate, you're in a group called Ugly Guitars. Like, you've got to expect the fact that someone might not like your taste in guitars. It's wicked.
Yeah. Yes, very much so. Anyway, Matt, is it that pretty much brings you up
to
everything
that
you've checked out at Guitar Summit?
Yeah, I wish I had a lot more time to walk around because, like I said, there was 450 brands there. And actually, the floor that we were on, which was pretty much all pedals, I didn't realise as well, like Warwick, how many pedals they sort of like distribute and stuff like that. And there was loads of other cool brands, new brands. Layla were there with their switches. And I didn't realise
they've got a new one, haven't they? They've got a new ABY.
Yeah, well, we talked about it in the podcast a couple of weeks ago. But what I didn't realise is they now sell the switches separately that you can then mod into your existing pedals.
So that's cool.
These really nice, like,
oh, the
soft
big
touch
the
switches.
Big fellas.
They look like they look like the sort of the Dan Electro switches on the Food Series pedals.
Yeah,
but
that work.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can buy that. It would look like, because they put some in an Eventide H9, they put one on a Ditto Looper and some other bits. So I think you can start buying those separately and modding your guitars, which was quite cool.
Very, very cool indeed.
And actually, one last thing I remember, and again, I've forgotten the name. I think I took a picture of it somewhere. Someone had invented, and I'm guessing people want this, it's a stick-on neck. Well, no, actually, let me refer to it.
Sorry?
It's a stick-on set of extra strings to turn your 6-string acoustic into a 12-string. It's basically a plank of wood and a kind of a neck. But there's no where it's a plank of wood where the strings are attached to another bit of headstock. It goes on your guitar and then overlays over your current strings, but obviously just off the usual spacing to turn your 6-string guitar into a 12-string guitar.
Okay.
So it's, basically you can just mod your 6-string into a 12-string at any time and you can just take it off. I think it was like magnetic.
Is this what happens when you break a string? Do you have to, can you replace them?
Yeah, you can replace them.
So,
How do the strings attach to, so it has its own bridge as well then?
Yeah, well, yeah, sort of. There was no tuning machine heads on it, so I don't really know how.
But that's my point.
If
there's no machine heads,
how do you tune it?
Well, first of all, how do you tune it? And second of all, what happens when you break a string? You must have to buy a whole new thing.
Those extra 6 strings, I guess, are like the tenor strings, aren't they? So you can buy those as a separate set.
Yeah, naturally.
So I'm guessing that it's like a locking machine head. You must just pull it as tight as possible, and then I'll see if I can find the name. I will post it.
Matt, had you entered
is this a dream?
Day four
was this
delirious.
He went down to the amp room for a bit.
Bit too long. Johnny Cash was talking to him through a coyote.
Matt,
just like,
what's the actual reason that you were perhaps a little bit not quite with it? Was it because you had been to the session that they've got on their website, which is called Yoga for Musicians with Jonas Hellborg and Pressiana? And from what I can understand, it's Jonas Hellborg leading a seminar about yoga for musicians with his yoga teacher, Pressiana.
That was exactly it.
Did you go to that or not?
I did not.
Okay, that's a shame.
I would definitely have gone to that. Next year when we all go, let's go to the yoga session.
For optimal benefit, we recommend to bring a yoga mat. A few mats are available on site. The 2-hour workshop starts on Sunday morning.
Wow. Can we totally do this? Next year, let's go and let's take our yoga mats.
I mean, I'm up for it. I like a bit of yoga.
Yeah, we like that Diamond Dallas Page yoga.
He's good. Yeah.
He's very good.
Feel the bang.
Wrestling yoga. Yeah, I was very, very into that.
I would say check out the Guitar Summit website for a list of all the exhibitors, but they've already uploaded the 4 people that have signed up to 2020 and deleted all the people that are at 2019.
Yeah, that's why I ended up on the Jonas Hellborg yoga page, is because I was looking
He's signed up already? No, he's back next year?
No, that was for this year's sessions, but maybe for next year. But I was trying to find the 2019 exhibitor list and it's not on there anymore.
Well, that is a shame. So this weekend just gone, I went up to Liverpool to go to a recording studio with my girlfriend Emma, because she was recording this big sort of synth odyssey thing that she's been working on. I've been offering moral support. I haven't been doing anything, and
well, you've got no morals.
So we went up to record it with Tom Peters, friend of the podcast and guitarist in Alpha Male Tea Party. Which was great because we went to a studio with loads of cool old synthesizers, and he had recently been sent from Collision Devices one of their Black Hole Symmetry pedals.
Okay.
Which I've been trying to get from Collision Devices for ages, but the guy from Collision Devices really likes Alpha Male Tea Pie.
It's a collaboration with Ninja Tune, right?
Yes, something like that. It's a collaboration. I didn't know who with. What an absolutely fantastic pedal. It's completely the single pedal solution to anyone who ever wanted to make sort of ambient music or sort of heavy and ambient music or anything weird. So it's a three foot switch pedal.
Yeah.
Which includes a fuzz, a reverb that can pitch shift as well, so a sort of
shimmery
reverb. But you can also use that, you can tighten that up and use it as an octave up. And kind of, I think it's a delay on it is the third part of the pedal. My goodness, it was so expansive.
Yeah,
and that was like
it's pronounced expensive.
Oh yes, well that's the thing. It's not for all these three things built in one with like optimal control. Everything on a rotary, no screens, no messing around. It was all the tones you could possibly need. All of them worked individually very, very nicely, but also all of them blended together either as a three or with any two sort of partnered to create its own unique sound. So it was kind of, and especially in Tom's hands, because he's such an adept guitarist, it was just capable of so many different things from those three foot switches, so many different combinations. I just thought of all these players who have massive pedal boards to make this sort of noise. It was just...
So I really like the names of the three effects that are on this pedal. So you've got the modulation delay,
yeah,
which is they've called the ergosphere,
right,
which I think is very nice. Yeah. The destruction fuzz, or as they call it, the singularity, which I think is very cool. And the space reverb, which they've called the event horizon, which is... Very, very cool. Yes. Very, nice. Very, very cool. Very, also, a great movie, Event Horizon.
It's fantastic. And another film with Sam Neill. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well done. That's two Sam Neill references in one episode. That's good. Take a drink.
Mr. Shelby. There you go.
There you go. You got a third. Yeah. Got a little bit can't of do peaky a, blinders.
Can't do an
there.
Accent, so wonderful. I won't do it. No, there you go.
That's fine. Anyway, it's a really good pedal. My only thing was just one in, just one out. I was just like, oh.
I mean, what more do you need?
Well, maybe some MIDI capability, because it had those three fantastic unique effects that, just because it's a pedal designed at such sort of expansive players, you'd think, well, most of those guys are using switches.
It also
so
seems
I wanted something to be able to integrate it with a switcher.
So it's just mono out.
Yeah.
Seems weird that it wouldn't be at least stereo out. Mm,
true. Admittedly, it was an alternative to having a big board, because it was kind of everything in one. But I was still like, man, I'd still like some other stuff in here. Like, you know, I'd still like to partner this up with a drive and a couple of other bits. And if I was to do that and use this, I couldn't integrate this into a switcher and have complete control. I'd still need to use this pedal individually, which I thought was a slight shame. But as kind of a fly rig alternative, I thought it was one of the best sounding things I've heard in ages. And £230, they're sort of retail.
I mean, they're not mega money, are they?
I mean, the obvious comparison is the Eventide Space, which is what? I mean, they're still going for £450.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
This is every bit as good as that. And in fact, Knobs have a fantastic demo of the Collision Devices.
Oh, do they?
Black Hole Symmetry on YouTube. So, listener, if you want to check out this pedal, if you're interested in something fun, like different, really creative, really musical pedal, for not a lot of money. I appreciate £230 is a lot for a pedal, but not a lot of money considering what you're getting.
Yeah,
I think really do check it out. It's very, very good. Very good indeed. Anyway, that doesn't really bring us up to time. Let's see if we can let's get a little bit of news in.
We're going to do one bit of news.
Yeah, we'll do one bit of news before we. Should we save that for the Patreon?
Let's save the news for the Patreon.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go, listener. I apologize. Well,
how long we got left?
No, this
couple minutes. Anything to share?
No, that's it for us here on the regular episode of the Guitar Nerds podcast.
Nothing to share?
Why? Is there something else we're supposed to be sharing?
No, she's just throwing it out to the group.
Oh, right. Okay.
I played Untitled Goose Game this week.
I really want to play that game, but it looks so good.
It's basically, imagine, you know when you've completed GTA and there's nothing left to do apart from run around and just shoot stuff for no reason? It's that, but you're a goose.
That does sound
good. And instead
good.
Of shooting people, you're stealing their sandwiches and dropping them in the lake. It's really good.
I really, really want to play it. It looks so good.
I've got one last guitar-based thing before we go.
Just talked about guitars for 55 minutes.
We're finishing guitar stuff. We're talking about a goose. No. Oh. I trapped a boy in a phone box by honking at him.
Well, that is it for us here on the regular episode of the Guitar Nerds podcast. We're going to be continuing over on the Patreon edition of the podcast, where for as little as $1 a month, you can support the podcast. $1 a month gets you the regular episode ad-free and early, and is going to get you access to the new live podcast.
Are you going to come up with a stupid name that you're going to like and we're all going to hate?
It's just going to be called Guitar Nerds Live.
Oh, yeah. It's awful. I hate it.
God. $5 a month gets you the Patreon episode and a load more, and $10 a month makes you an executive producer and gets your name read out in a song that will be sung at the end of this episode. I don't know how I'm going to top last week. It was romantic and beautiful and elegant and everything I wanted. Anyway, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Guitar Nerds. You can join us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Guitar Nerds Forum. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/guitar nerds.
That was the goose honking outside.
Really? Oh, yeah. No. There you go. That's it from us for this week. We'll be continuing over there on the Patreon. Farewell.
Cheers, gang.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Christopher Franklin, Marcus Al-Kadawaki, Robert Bastow, Stephen Book, Robert Butterworth, Neil Milton, Marin Peter Stewart Robson, Jeffrey Wax, Christian Lundhansen, Zach Melton, Keith Adams, Steve Ferguson, Eric File, Andy Joyce, John Anglin, Adam Royce Crisp, Jack Cudmore, Rob Gould, Scott Hamilton, Tucker Ramadan, Annie Cooper, Ross Edwards, Nate Nagel, Stephen Hench, Rob Grant, Matt Roberts, Dave Lee, and Emery James Baker, Juan Courier, Aaron Sherman, Blake Weiland, Andrew Good, Jamie Kemp, Jay Gray, Matt Bellamy, and Martin Cliff, Scott Kennedy, Christopher Loseth, Hans Ams, Robin Smith, Derek Rich, Chris Connors, Rob Norick, Ed Bensley, Steve Merkel, Carlos Mancha, Andy McKenzie, Brad Page, and Blair Toms, Scott O'Brien, Laurie Anstis, Paul Corrigan, and Will Clemmel Gravitz, Phil Thompson, Adrian Day, and Ken Sayers, Matthew King, Sean Amo, Scott King, Christopher Wolfman, Cuthbert Sir.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.